Brazen giants of Greek fame with conquering limbs astride from land to land. There at those sea-washed sunset gates stands a mighty woman with a torch whose flame is imprisoned lightning, and her name, Liberty, Mother of Exile. "Oh, America," cries she with silent lips, "give me the ghosts of the people who you destroyed and whose nation you stole, that I might learn their ancient wisdom and be shown a pathway to solace. Give me the spirits of those who across dark seas you shipped here in shackles, that the bondage of history might be destroyed and they reunited with their forefathers. Give me land free of tenure, free of enclosure, land undefiled by cupidity's clasping claws, nor fire scorched by your endless wars. A place where place has not been usurped. Give me a simple home which is not a rich man's castle, which is not a defense against life, but a confirmation of life itself. Give me a roof that will shelter love rather than protect avarice. Give me oceans which are not hunting grounds, continents which are not killing fields. Give me air unpolluted by the smokestacks of your unbridled commerce, water untainted by your saccharine duplicity. Oh, America, give me food which is the fruit of honest labor rather than the curse of abject slavery. Give me a bed which celebrates free-thinking joy rather than callow lasciviousness. Give me love which is not ersatz, which is not a prostitution, which is not perverted by your Hollywood heist. Oh, give me your bodies free of vanity, bodies which are not silicate, not the crude patchwork of the surgeon's knife, nor shrouded by the purdah of tawdry fashion. Cast off the obesity of Narcissus, that I might once see you naked and proud. Oh, America, give me a dream. But not your dream, for first you must rewrite it."
Crushing force of a leaded fist!
Oh, but our war is a war against terrorism and evil. Oh, how grand this token of moral outrage! How gladly spoken this conniving sacrilege! 3,000 martyrs for the cause of oil! 3,000 numbers in the book of collateral! From that modern day Reichstag of steel and glass rose the demons of war, sovereign at last! Also, what matters collateral when that settles the score? The matter of collateral is the very matter of war. Indelible in the syndicate city sidewalks. Transparent in your duplicity, you stand exposed, a simpering Judas, an emperor disrobed. It was your voice I heard bragging as echo from those branded crags. It was your face I saw within that tragic pall. You alone are to blame, and you alone will fall. And God bless America. Which is not the searing spite of revenge. Give me peace, which is not the product of war, nor dependent upon it. Give me hope where you give only despair, a future which is not your loathsome crusade. Give me freedom where now there is only servitude. Give me face where facelessness has become the norm. Give me time which is not measured by the scourge of your deadly dollar. Give me honesty of considered reason rather than the cheap escape of glib rationalization. Give me music which feeds the soul rather than stealing from it. Give me those who truly sung your praises, yet whose heritage you now defile. Whitman, Steinbeck, Ginsberg, Pollock and Rothko, Ehler and Coltrane, that they might sing again of a love supreme.
Thank you.
thinkers, your great minds, that we might fly high together above the cuckoo's nest of your insanity. Give me the madmen, the outsiders, the hustlers, the beats and the buns who you so decry. Then give me your own tired, your own poor, your own huddled masses yearning to breathe free. But give me also those from across the planet who you have enslaved with your cheap morality and your military might. And we will wait. Give the homeless, tempest tossed to me, and we will cluster tight together and stand apart from you. For until you heal yourself, I can offer none of these a home.